It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Companies from the U.S. may lose up to 50% of their profits in Bolivia. That's due to a controversial oil and gas law now before the Bolivian Senate. Last month, protesters in that country nearly forced the resignation of President Carlos Mesa over another petroleum law. For many Bolivians, the struggle symbolizes the country's fight against foreign exploitation. For others, the constant turmoil is ruining the economy. Independent radio producer Reese Ehrlich filed this report.
Alejandra Arteaga steps carefully to avoid the rivers of wastewater flowing down the dirt streets in this section of El Alto, a working-class city perched above La Paz. She wears the traditional derby hat and wide pleated skirt of the indigenous Aymaras. Arteaga and her neighbors have no electricity, running water, or sewage connections. Last month, they and tens of thousands of others nearly paralyzed the country by blocking the main highways to protest what they consider to be Bolivia's exploitation by foreign oil and gas companies. Arteaga explains why she protested.
We used force because this is an issue facing us and our children. When there was a strike or a blockade, we went up to participate.
The protesters, who included union, peasant, and indigenous organizations, argue that foreign oil companies such as British Petroleum and Enron should pay 50% of their profits to the Bolivian government. They also wanted indigenous people to have veto power over how exploration occurs on their land. Both proposals are opposed by Bolivia's President Carlos Mesa.
President Mesa doesn't defend the Bolivian people. He defends the interests of the transnational corporations.
Bolivia is the poorest country in South America, but has some of the continent's largest natural gas deposits. Many Bolivians see the hydrocarbons law as a means to alleviate poverty by providing hundreds of millions of dollars in new government revenues. Pablo Solon, who heads the policy group Solon Foundation, says many Bolivians see today's controversy as part of a centuries-old battle.
We have been a very rich country with silver. Then we came to be a very rich country in tin. So now is the turn of the gas. And people say we cannot lose this opportunity because if we recover at least the 50% of this natural resource, we're going to have funds enough to pay for health, for education.
Bolivia's constitutional court dealt a big blow to foreign oil and gas companies by ruling that their existing contracts with the government are unconstitutional because they were not approved by the legislature. Now the House of Deputies and Senate may force oil companies to negotiate new agreements. Presidential advisor Francesco Zarate says Mesa doesn't defend the interests of transnational companies, but agrees with some of their concerns.
Ellos desean que haya una ley que sea practicable.
The oil companies want a law that's practical. They're not just after big profits. They want to develop the country's resources. As a responsible country, we won't impose just any tax in any amount because there are levels that are insufferable.
Even some poor Bolivians worry that foreign companies could pull out of the country altogether. Vilma Mejia sells children's toys here at an open-air market in El Alto. As she cradles her year-old baby in her arms, Mejia says she supports the president's position on the hydrocarbons issue in part because of the tactics of his opponents.
Yo creo que en Bolivia nunca ha habido así un presidente tan bueno como él.
I think in Bolivia, we've never had a president as good as him. These blockades on the highways weren't good because common people like us don't like conflicts.
President Mesa seeks to maintain the support of people like Mejia, as well as international companies. Pablo Solon says Mesa wants to increase government revenues without undermining investor confidence.
He is not going to change the law in a way that the big transnational companies feel that they are losing their profits and that they are losing their power here in Bolivia. So he has assumed that he is going to support a law that is seen as something positive by the World Bank, the IMF, and the international community.
But the social movements have threatened to renew their strikes and blockades if the hydrocarbons law isn't strong enough. After the Bolivian Senate votes on the bill, it goes to President Mesa. He can sign or return it to the legislature for revisions. Whatever happens with the details of the law, the political and social upheaval that has been rocking Bolivia will likely continue.
For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich.